Shabbat Shalom to everybody out there, and I'll start the camera. And there it goes.
Okay.
Put up the study and we're ready. Shabbat Shalom, we're one of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chabah Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. And today's God's holy day, the Sabbath.
Amen.
Let's ask God to bless this reading today. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for another Sabbath. We come to join you, Father, on your holy day. This is your day, Father. Teach us something new on this study. Help us, Lord and God, in our lives. We thank you for eternal life. We thank you for forgiveness of sins through the blood of Yeshua. Amen. There's my website if you need to look at it. There's my phone if you need to call me. And there's my email if you need to contact me. Today we're at Forest Crossing Boulevard in Franklin, Tennessee. Today is June 27th, 2026. We're in the fourth month of God, which has no name, is day 11. Today's topic is vanity. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Here's Psalm 26. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. Dissemblers are people that have false appearance, they conceal motives. Here's Psalm 33. A horse is a vain thing for safety, because we trust in God. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. God is our strength. Amen. Psalm 39 says, surely every man walks in a vain show. They put stuff on. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heaps up riches and knows not who shall gather them. Here's Psalm 60. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. We want help from God, that's why. Psalm 62. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. Psalm 73 says, verily I have cleansed my heart in vain, and washed my hands in innocency. This is David talking. Psalm 89 says, remember how short my time is, wherefore have you made all men in vain? Psalm 108 says, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. We want help from God, of course, right?
Amen.
Psalm 119 says, I hate vain thoughts. Don't you hate vain thoughts? But thy Torah do I love. Psalm 127 says, except Jehovah build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except Jehovah keep the city, the watchman wakes, but in vain. It's always God that protects. It's vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, so he gives his beloved sleep. Psalm 139 says, they speak against you wickedly, thine enemies take your name in vain. It's terrible. Proverbs, surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. Here's Proverbs 12. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that follows vain persons is void of understanding. You don't want to follow vain persons.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Proverbs. He that tills his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that follows vain persons shall have poverty enough. Proverbs 30, lest I be full and deny you and say, who is Jehovah? Lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. Okay, I'll read slower, sorry. Proverbs 31, favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that fears Jehovah, she shall be praised. Amen. Like my wife. O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing, Selah? Leasing is like a lying. Yeah, lying. Here's another psalm. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. Terrible. Psalm 12 says, they speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor. With flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. Psalm 24 says, he had clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. This is a study about vanity and vain, okay? Psalm 39, behold, you have made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is nothing before you. Every man in his best estate is altogether vanity. Selah. Life goes quick. When you rebukes doth correct man for iniquity, you make his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Selah. Another psalm. If he and if he come to see me, he speaks vanity. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes abroad, he tells it. Reading some psalms today. Psalm 62. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Wow. Another psalm, therefore his days did he consume in vanity, and their years in trouble. Jehovah knows the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Wow. Another psalm, turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken you me in your way. Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passes away. Life goes quick. Whose mouth speaks vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speak vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Deliver us from that too, Father. Here's a proverb, wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathers by labor shall increase. Another proverb, the getting of treasure by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. He that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fail. Another proverb, remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed us with food convenient for me. Now we'll go to Ecclesiastes. It has a lot of vanity and vanity and vanities. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Solomon, I've seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Ecclesiastes 2. I said in my heart, go to now, I will prove you with mirth, and Therefore enjoy pleasure, and behold, this also is vanity. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. I said in my heart, as it happened to the fool, so it happens to me. And why was I then more wise? And I said in my heart, this also is vanity. Therefore I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me. For all is vanity and vexation of spirit. And who knows whether he shall be a man or a fool? Yet shall he have rule over all my labor wherein I have labored, and wherein I have shown myself wise under the sun. But this is also vanity. For there is a man whose labor is in wisdom, and in knowledge, and in equity, and to a man that had not labored therein shall he leave it to for his portion. This is vanity and a great evil. Wow. For all his days are sorrow, and his travail grief, yea, his heart takes not rest in the night. This is also vanity. For God gives to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy, but to the sinner he gives travail to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. Ecclesiastes 3, that which befalls the son of man befalls beasts, even one thing befalls them. As one dies, so dies the other. Yea, they all have one breath, so that man had no preeminence over a beast, above a beast. This is all so vanity. Again, I considered all travail and every right work. Therefore, this is a man is envied of his neighbor. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. Then I returned and I saw vanity under the sun. There is one alone, and there is not a second. He had neither child nor brother, yet is there no end of his labor, neither is his eye satisfied with riches. Neither said he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is vanity. This also is vanity. It's a sore travail. For there is no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this is vanity and vexation of spirit. I don't know what mode Solomon was in when he wrote this, but he that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver. He that loves abundance with increase. This is also vanity. A man to whom God had given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wants nothing for his soul of all that he desires, yet God gives him not power to eat thereof. But the stranger eats it. This is vanity, and it's an evil disease. Wow. So he eats it. This is vanity and evil disease. You know, God gives him not power to eat thereof. We want to be under the power of God and let God be with us. We want to enjoy what we get and what God gives us. We thank God for everything. He comes in with vanity and departs in darkness, and his name shall be covered with darkness. This is for the wicked, yeah. Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. Seeing there be many things that increase vanity, what is man the better? For For as the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of a fool. So this also is vanity. All things are seen in the days of my vanity. There is a just man that perishes in his righteousness, and there's a wicked man that prolongs his life in his wickedness. And so I saw the wicked buried, who had come and gone from the place of the holy, and they were forgotten in the city where they had so done. This is also vanity. There is a vanity which is done upon the earth, that there be just men to whom it happened according to the work of the wicked. Again, there be wicked men to whom it happened according to the work of the righteous. I said, this is also vanity.
Seems unfair sometimes.
Live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of my life of my vanity. Our lives are like vanity to God, which he had given you under the sun, all the days of thy vanity. For this is thy portion in this life, and in thy labor which you take under the sun. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let his remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that comes is vanity. Therefore remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh, because childhood and youth are vanity. And we're going to end pretty soon. This is not a long study, but I want to make sure I brought this across to you today. Ecclesiastes 12. Vanity of vanity, says the preacher, all is vanity. So in closing today, be not vain and watch for vanity. Make sure you always have your sight on God. Amen. And we thank God today for everything. Give God the praise and honor in Yeshua's name. And if anybody has any comments, come on up. I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Shut off the sound and video.
Let me stop the camera. Shabbat Shalom. And I'll shrink that. And I'll stop the audio.
That's not
God bless everybody.